This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We are back with hour number two of Ron Segi today on another September weekend. And on our show this hour is a gentleman who's been with us many times in the past. He, of course, is known for Potsy on Happy Days. And believe it or not, this year commemorates the 45th anniversary of the premiere of that show on ABC television. That is unbelievable and a tad scary, too, I might add. Anson Williams will be joining us from NCIS. Got a new book out right now, and of course he was one of the stars of The Man from U.N.C.L.E. back in the day, David McCallum. Peter Vronsky is here. He's an author who penned a book called Sons of Cain, The History of Serial Killers from the Stone Age to Present. You got to hear this interview. It's unbelievable. And then Tucker Perkins talking about the safety of school buses. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi today.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Tom, and I'll be your server tonight. Just to let you in on some of the specials that we currently have, first is a wild-caught heart disease served on top of a bed of onset diabetes with an arthritis dressing. Second, we have our chef special. It is a sautéed obesity served two ways with a side of gastrointestinal issues. Anyway, can I go ahead and get you guys started with some drinks?
I don't think we're hungry anymore. Thanks, though. At Calitrin, we don't believe in drugs or stimulants, but rather products that are powerful and connect us to the natural world. That's why Calitrin is 100% all natural and the number one choice for healthy weight loss for over 20 years.
Hi, I'm Danny, and I'd like to say that I lost 8 pounds while I'm on Calitrin.
My name is Linda, and I've been on Calitrin now for about a year, and I've lost 48 pounds, and it's helped my arthritis, so I really recommend Calitrin.
Visit us at TopLoss.com or call 1-833-TOPLOSS.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, I cycle homes, ready to race with you. This is a ride. Gray sky, yellow, blue.
It's Ron Segi today, all across the USA and around the world. Our next guest, as I was just telling him before he went on the air, I really enjoy. He's been on our show several times in the past. He's quite a talent. He really is. And, of course, aside from his acting skills, he has directed a lot of television for variety series. He's a singer. He's a producer. And, of course, he's rolled memorably on Happy Days as Potsy. Lives with us till this very day in reruns. Joining us right now is our friend, Anson Williams. Anson, welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me back.
It's good to have you here, and we always have a good time when you're on the show, so today's not going to be any different. Before we start talking about some of the things that we want to talk about, I want to make mention of the book that you wrote called In Singing to a Bulldog. You know, I went back and read that book. That is really very well done.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Well, it was a chance for me to pay forward a very important person in my life, Willie Turner.
Yeah.
And you know, you never know who your hero's going to be, you know, and it's most likely it's not going to be a movie star or some millionaire. It's going to be some person that just cares about you.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened to be my janitorial boss when I was in high school.
Wow.
And this my boss would call his janitorial room the talk room, and at a very vulnerable time in my life, we'd sit down on these oil drum cans, and he would talk to me, not at me. And during the time I had the privilege of working with Willie, he helped me find me. By the time I was done with that job, I knew who I was. I had the confidence to move forward. And I thought, you know, it would be great if I could take singing to a bulldog and put in all the interesting stories that happened to me and, you know, hopefully make it entertaining, but also put the reader in the talk room and have the opportunity to speak with Willie and have the same inspiring lessons that he gave me. Yeah,
it's a great story. It really is. You know, I can't believe it. Am I doing my math wrong? Has it been 45 years since the premiere of Happy Days?
Yes. Yeah, the problem is you're doing your math right. Yes.
I wish you were wrong and I was wrong.
Oh, please, man. Don't blink.
Oh,
a decade
God.
Goes by.
No kidding. Unbelievable. Well, let's talk about something.
Yeah,
that
unbelievable.
It is. It's really crazy because, well, first of all, it's never left. You know, it's still on television. But the fact of the matter is,
right.
I feel like I was working for an ABC affiliate at that time. And I thought to myself, geez, that seems like only, and I hate to be trite, yesterday. But, man, 45 years. How depressing. Let's talk about something that is very dear to your heart. And you and I have chatted about this in the past, okay? And that is drowsy driving. Now, your uncle, actually it was your cousin, but you call him your uncle, was Dr. Henry Heimlich, of course, from the Heimlich Maneuver. And you used to get, as many people do, drowsy while driving. And he turned around and gave you some advice. But before we talk about that advice, I have some statistics here that really shocked me, okay? That is, losing 2 hours of sleep is equal to having 3 beers. That's scary. 30% people report dozing off at the wheel, and 6,400 people die each year as a result of driving drowsy. Now, this is a statistic that I think, according to my thoughts, actually surpasses drunk driving. Is it not, Anson?
It's true. You know, it's up there with guns. They say 6,400 deaths, but they don't talk about the multi-thousand of people injured for life.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's more death and more injury and more damage with drowsy driving than medicated driving and drunk driving combined.
Wow.
And also there's huge amount, what they don't talk about, amount of problems with in the working community, construction workers, this, whatever, dangerous jobs where people get exhausted and literally, you know, they're unfocused and they get hurt. So it's a major, major problem in this country. It's another thing they don't talk about, students. It's catastrophic in colleges. These kids staying up studying are taking all these energy drinks and various other methods to try to stay awake, and the health problems are huge. So, you know, drowsy driving, but it also echoes out to many other areas of life. It's a catastrophic problem that's so easily cured because Dr. Heimlich, in his brilliance of the understanding of how the body helps the body, was invaluable. I mean, I almost killed myself drowsy driving, and he said, he told me to keep lemons with me and bite into them, and he explained how the sour citrus with the citric acid hits the lingual nerve on top of the tongue, and the automatic reflex reaction of the body is simply adrenaline. Boop, you're up, you're alert, and nothing in your system. It's your own body waking your body, and it saved my life for years. And no more problems. And through the years, I had also gone into the product business, creating problem-solving products to help people. And I talked to Dr. Heimlich, and he thought it was a smart idea to make an alert drop spray. And basically, it's citric acid, sour lemon water, and a little spray drop. And if you start feeling tired, a simple spray on the middle of your tongue will give you the adrenaline to wake up, be alert, and get off the road and not kill yourself. So we created alert drops. And if people go to alertdrops.com, they can read all about drowsy driving. They can get alert drops. They also can get it on Amazon.com. But more than anything, they can read about it. They can see the science behind it. And even if they don't want to buy the alert drops, at least please have cut up lemons with you so, you know, you can bite into them if you're ever in a situation where, you know, you just don't have the clarity. And also, if there's military, any military listening, it's invaluable for the military, especially when you're during hard duty or whatever. I mean, it's a very safe way to get alert, save your life, and not have anything destructive in your system.
Anson, how long does it last?
It all depends on the individual because everyone's different. But we found an average of 30 minutes to an hour with a couple
really?
Of sprays on your phone.
Wow.
Yeah, and then if you need more, put another spray. There's nothing there to hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's nothing there. You can't overdose on, you know, on a spray drop. So, yeah. So we found usually, and we've gotten so many wonderful testimonials. I mean, it's helped so many people in so many areas. And again, it's because of, God bless Dr. Heimlich, who he passed away a year from last December, but, you know, he lives every day through the Heimlich maneuver saving lives, through alert drop saving lives. I mean, he still lives, you know, through keeping families together and making sure kids come home and fathers come home. I mean, what a legacy.
Yeah, he really was something. And you were kind of responsible. You were responsible for putting him on the national stage on a talk show that you were on. In the United States, though, here's another statistic, Anson, that just blows me away. 250,000, that's 250,000 drivers fall asleep at the wheel every day. That is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
Gosh.
And nobody talks about
it.
And in this crazy world today, where we feel we don't have control, this is something we can control. We can stop this. And so simply, and by the way, I mean, alert drops is just a better scooter. It's very old science. MIT has done studies on citric acid and sour lemon, all this other scientific research has been done way through the years. It's very, very old science. But Dr. Heimlich, you know, he's an educated man. He knew about it.
Yeah.
And, again, we were just able to make a little better scooter to make it available to everybody, but more importantly, bring attention to the problem. Because it's catastrophic when, you know, kids don't come home, or moms don't come home, or parents, a dad doesn't come home, where it's so unnecessary.
Yeah.
You know, it's so unnecessary. It's such a simple way to stop that problem.
Yeah.
You know, and thank you so much for the platform to talk about it, because, you know, we need to be, you know, no one can do it alone. We have to do this together.
You know, I failed to mention here, Anson, I'm sorry, that you were honored by the United States Patent and Trademark Office and served on the board of the USO, and, of course, his Golden Globe nomination for his memorable role, which we still see as Potsy on Happy Days. Hey, Anson, it's always great talking with you, and please join us again. As you know, you are always welcome here, my friend.
I will. Thank you so much.
Potsy from Happy Days, our friend Anson Williams, and there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy today. I am delighted to have our next guest with us. He was with us on the show far too long ago. It had to be 10, 15 years ago. And he is such a seasoned actor, and I didn't realize this. He's a musician, too. He's got a brand new book out called Once a Crooked Man. I love the premise of this. Joining us right now is the multi-talented David McCallum. David, welcome to the show. And, geez, it's been too long since you've been here.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I've been, shall we say, quite busy.
Well, that's good. That's the way to be. And I meant what I said. You know, everybody remembers your great roles on television, Man from U.N.C.L.E., NCIS, The Great Escape on the big screen, The Outer Limits, the 1963 and 95 versions. Is this your second book, David?
No. I sat down about over 15 years ago and decided I didn't know how. I'd never tried to write, never tried to put the words on the paper. And so I started just as an exercise in teaching myself to write. And it went in and out of drawers and got, you know, bumped away for 3 years. And eventually, about, 4 or 5 years ago, I took it out and decided to finish it, and I did. And to my astonishment, someone read it and said, you've got to publish this. And a week or so ago, it was published, much to my astonishment.
When you're reading it, I guarantee you that no one would ever know it's your first book. I love the premise of it. First of all, you've got the Brugetti brothers. Being of Italian descent, I immediately can relate to this book, okay?
Yeah, well, the Bruschettis were very early on. They came into the picture very early on, and I really like all three of them. They're great. They're great guys.
This is a book, and I'm sure being the talented actor that you are, you recognize immediately, this should be a movie. I mean, it's a comic thriller, but this would be great on the big screen.
Well, tell that to everybody you can. I'd love to see it as a film. You know, when I have an image in my head of all these people and what they're like and everything and where they go and what they do. But it would be wonderful to see it actually on a screen. That would be marvelous.
It would play well. It's a story, if I may lead into this, of brothers who have spent a lifetime, obviously, in the underworld, and they're getting older. They're saying, I'm going to retire from crime, but they're overheard by an aspiring actor that they're going to do one more thing before they close out business, and that's murder somebody. And this actor goes to England and tries to warn the guy and then gets in way over his head. I love it.
Yeah, that's basically the premise. And, of course, the Bruschetti brothers at the beginning, they're in a business of the crime business, and they've never really had any record they've done wrong. So they're under the radar and basically successful and proving the point that crime upon occasion does pay and pay well.
And I love this actor because he gets so involved with this role that the British police actually say, well, you know what, we need you in underground because you play this role so well. And all the guy wants to do is be an actor. He just wants a commercial on television. He doesn't care. Now he's wrapped up. And I think it's a great premise, David.
No, thank you. Thank you so much. much.
I run down, if I may, before we talk more about Once a Crooked Man, all of the things that you have done, and it is staggering. And I never knew that your parents were both fantastic musicians, of which you initially followed in their footsteps as an oboe player.
Yes, my father wanted me to go to Paris and go to the conservatoire because I'd been taught by the principal. He was the coranglais player in the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, which my father was the leading violinist, the concertmaster. And before that, he'd been the concertmaster with Beecham in the London Philharmonic Orchestra. So I grew up, my mother was a cellist, so I grew up in a very musical environment and naturally ended up playing an instrument, which in this case was the oboe. But I had already been working with the BBC on radio, doing a lot of different accents across the British, you know, the British countryside. I was successful at that, and I'd worked in amateur theater, and I realized very early on that that's what I wanted to do, not music. And so my father said, right, get on with it.
Get on with it. That's great. But your son, Val, is a session musician, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a session musician. He's also been touring lately and doing a lot of work with Jackson Browne.
Oh, wow.
And I saw him at the Greek Theater here in Los Angeles not long ago, and he's quite wonderful. And as they say, you know, talent skips a generation,
no.
And it's certainly true in his case.
Well, no, wait a minute. You got an enormous amount of talent there, David, so don't ever cut that situation.
Well, the musical talent in my case got put to one side, but not in the case of Val.
You certainly have stayed the course, and your role on NCIS is a role that you've played on a couple of different series, is it not?
Well, you know, Ducky is pretty unique, and I tend to talk. I mean, if somebody says, would you like to sort of talk to these people, I can stand up and go on until they get the hook and pull me off. And so Ducky, in a way, is very garrulous in that way. I like Ducky a lot. He's a very good friend of mine. And after 13 years of playing the same part, I've got to know him really well.
I love the expression that he's a good friend of mine. I've never heard an actor say that before. That's very well put. It's almost like it's another person.
Well, it's not everybody that gets to play a part for 13 years.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a weird thing in many ways. And people say, what's your favorite episode and things like that. To me, they're all those almost 300 episodes now. It's just one great, big, long episode. I can never differentiate one from the other.
Yeah.
And it's all been such a pleasure. I mean, Don Belisario did a fantastic job setting it up, and we've managed to keep it going ever since.
Yeah, he's quite a talent. Now, Once a Crooked Man, for those who want to buy it, where can we get it?
I think it's in bookstores across the country, certainly on Barnes & Noble everywhere. Available on the internet, of course. The Kindle version and also the audio, which I recorded a while back.
Oh!
So it's all out there if you want to go get it.
Oh, I would love to hear the audio version because I know how great you are when it comes to putting the feeling behind it. I would be remiss in the closing moments, David, to ask, is there any substance to truth to this? Is this something that you got from somebody from the standpoint of an experience that you had?
No, I have many friends in the world of law enforcement, the good guys, as I call them, and they've taught me a lot. But no, there's nothing really that, no. It's a work of fiction, shall we say.
Well, it's a great work of fiction. Now, you got to do me a favor. The last time we spoke probably was 15, it could have been 20 years ago, all right? Can we kind of shorten that span the next time, David?
It's a deal.
Okay, let's do it.
It took me 15 years and more to write the first book. They want a second book. Maybe I'll get that out a little quicker.
Yeah.
We'll see.
You got to keep pumping them out. Well, David, congratulations on your success in your career and, of course, with this crime fiction debut of Once a Crooked Man, penned by David McCallum. David, thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to having you.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, my friend.
Wonderful.
What a great guy he is, and what a terrific talent, too. David McCallum. And remember this theme from The Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
In Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
USA Radio News.
There's tons of rain from Tropical Storm Florence in the Carolinas. Thousands of people living near the river in North Carolina were ordered evacuated. Leroy Smith is South Carolina's Director of Public Safety.
Our troopers and officers are out patrolling the roadways, looking for downed power lines, trees, debris in the roadway, investigating collisions, and looking for any other roadway hazards.
North Carolina Congressman George Holding says federal aid is on the way.
The federal disaster declarations are for the first 8 or 9 counties. There will be additional counties included in that. I discussed with FEMA this morning about including Harnett County and Sampson County. But this is going to take months to clean up from, and it will take years to recover from.
Florence is packing 45-mile-per-hour winds. At least 12 deaths are blamed on the storm. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature, and I look what it's doing for me as I started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
nationwide and around the world. I received a book the other day, and it's very unusual subject, but it's fascinating. It's a big book, too. It's called Sons of Cain, The History of Serial Killers from the Stone Age to Present. Joining us right now is its author. This is his third book, by the way. He has penned two other books, Serial Killers and Female Serial Killers. Joining us right now is Peter Vronsky. Hi, Peter. How are you today? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ron. Thanks for having me on.
Peter, I must tell you, first of all, I don't know how you did this. This is a very thick book of page-turning information that is a little scary, too, at times, I might add. How did you begin researching this? Because you are going back hundreds and thousands of years ago profiling serial killers. How did you research this?
I'm a historian, so it's become a lot easier to research now because so much information is becoming digitized, and so you don't really need to travel as much to remote archives to dig up manuscripts. A lot of this information, certainly since writing my first book back in 2004, a lot of this information now is available online. So, you know, every morning I would just get up and dig through this information and dig, and dig.
But, you know, the accuracy and the detail is what got me. For example, I'm just going to use one of many, many examples, okay? We're going back to a murder of, I won't mention the woman's name, on Friday, August 31st, 1888. Now, this is what is profiled in the book, and it's so many of these. This is with the dealing with Jack the Ripper, okay? She was 43 years old, was found between 3:40 and 3:45 a.m., and she had been alive at 2:30 a.m. in a state of drunkenness. How would you have ever known that?
Well, I mean, that would probably be in the police report. So, you know, every homicide case, every police investigator is essentially a historian of their own, and they have to meticulously gather facts that even a historian can kind of overlook or fluff a little bit, where, you know, when you're going into court and you have rules of evidence, then, you know, police reports and police investigational, evidence is very accurate, very meticulous, often to the minute, as best as they can get. And so every murder is a little history of its own.
It was fascinating to me to learn that the term that was coined in 1981 is so relatively new. Serial killers. Before that, they were known as killers of society, werewolf, vampires, ghouls, witches. I mean, that term is that new, huh?
It's that new. Police were certainly beginning to use it in the 1970s inside the law enforcement community, but I don't see the term appear anywhere in the media, books, or magazines, movies, and so forth, until May of 1981 in the New York Times, when it's reporting on Wayne Williams, the Atlanta child murderer, and he's referred to as a serial murderer. Prior to that, we called them pattern murders, cycle murders, stranger-on-stranger murders, but none of those things really fit who they really were, because we thought they were killing only strangers, but we discovered that serial killers will kill people they know as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not exactly psycho. They may be psychopaths, but they're not deranged in the sense of, like, they're delusionary, except for very few, a small category of so-called visionary serial killers. But so that term really then takes hold from 81 onwards, and then, of course, Silence of the Lambs, which comes out in the early 90s, it kind of introduces us as well to the counter to the serial killer, the profiler. And from that point on, it's, a CSI world.
Sons of Cain. How did you come up with the name?
Well, Sons of Cain, my argument essentially in the book is that at one time in the pre-civilizational, prehistoric era, all human beings had to be serial killers in order for our species to survive. Because we weren't living under laws of society. We were living under the laws of the jungle and the cave. And so if you as a human being, as a species, were not able to serial kill the way, say, cats can serial serial kill mice and birds, then the species would not have survived. You know, we were all serial killers, and we are the sons of Cain, of the original early man, until about 15,000 years ago. And so our species, you know, the Homo sapiens, have been around for 300,000 years. It's only in the last 15,000 of those 300,000 that we've been told it's wrong to kill unless, you know, you're a combatant in war or unless you're protecting yourself. You know, there we have all these laws and commandments and religious prescriptions and you know, all the things that organized society needed. But before then, you know, we were wantonly killing because Mother Nature intended us to. And so 15,000 years is not a lot of time for our brains to be reprogrammed.
As some people may find it a little spooky, and now what number constitutes the label serial killer? And I hate to put it in terms of a quota, but what is the number that's automatically changed you from a murderer to a serial killer? Is there a plateau that gets you onto the next title?
If we go by the FBI's definition, and they're kind of the clearinghouse for serial killers in the United States, as of 2005, the FBI defines a serial killer as somebody who commits two unlawful murders in separate incidences with a cooling off period in between for any reason whatsoever. So two is the number.
Okay.
Traditionally, it was three or more, but I like two, frankly speaking, and a lot of people do, because, you know, anybody can kill somebody once. It's, I think we can all imagine, in you know, out of jealousy or rage, taking a life. It's possible. Most people who kill once regret it for the rest of their lives and will never, ever kill again. But if you killed once and then you've gone back, you've returned home and you've thought about it, and a week later, a month later, you go and you kill again, or, you know, you're a serial killer in my book, and you now are in the FBI's book as well.
Peter, what is the difference in the mind of a serial killer and a murderer, a one-time murderer? The same type of mindset? You know, minus.
Absolutely.
I want to subtract the fact that it's a murder of passion, of self-defense, any of that, okay? I'm talking about something that's, I'm going to go murder that guy for all intents and purposes, no reason.
A one-time murderer often doesn't even realize that they're about to kill someone. It's something that happens spontaneously. They react to an emotional impulse. A serial killer, on the other hand, some of them have been fantasizing about doing this in a certain type of way. Some as start as early as the age of five.
Oh.
They have this fantasy and they nurture it and so forth. And so a one-time murderer, often you can compare it to a mass murderer as well. You know, often mass serial killers who kill 20 people in one day, in one instance, it's a kind of rage they're nurturing, but it's not a fantasy. It's something that they have a snapping point, and they'll go until all, you know, 50% of them or something like that don't even survive the crime. They're the last person to die, either at the hands of law enforcement or they commit suicide. A serial killer, on the other hand, nurtures that fantasy from, like I say, as sometimes as early as the age of five, but they won't act it out until the age of, average again statistically, around the age of 28. So you're talking about people who have been thinking about it for nearly 20 years and kind of testing it and evolving it. They'll commit smaller crimes associated with their fantasy, you know, like fetish burglaries, for example, or self-exposure, voyeurism, things like that. They'll keep testing it until they cross that line. And as I say, statistically, it's around the age of 28 that they cross the line.
It's called The History of Serial Killers from the Stone Age, called Sons of Cain, penned by our guest, Peter Vronsky. Peter, you've done a remarkable job with this. It's not for the faint of heart, but it certainly is something that is very important in our society to be able to see what type of person makes up this type of personality. And sensational job on this, Peter.
Thanks, Ron. Anytime.
Okay, look forward to having you back. It's called The History of Serial Killers from the Stone Age to the Present by Peter Vronsky. Boy, if you want some reading that is a page-turner and will really open up your mind to a part of society that you may not even know existed, this is the book. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
as a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill that's coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Hey, all across the USA and around the world, this is a very important subject. School bus safety for back to school. There is no question about it. Our biggest resource in this country are our children. And joining us right now is the president and CEO of the Propane Education and Research Council, Tucker Perkins. Tucker, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Ron.
Tell us what exactly is Propane Education and Research Council, because there is over a million youngsters that are going to school these days on propane-powered school buses. So tell us about the goal of the organization and a little bit about it.
Well, PERC is an organization that really works to find better ways to utilize propane in the country. I think propane is one of our great natural resources, and our goal is to find ways to use it better. The way we're going to talk about today is that we develop technology that really lowers the emissions and saves money for the school systems, and it's a perfect use of a propane engine in a school bus.
Is it difficult to convert a fuel-powered bus into a propane-powered bus? Because I'm sure that the newer models, they just come that way.
That's right, and that's really the method we like to suggest, is that the way to really impact the school system is to get rid of those older, dirty diesel buses and replace them with more modern propane buses. And that really can only happen as a school system is retiring buses. But that's the logical time for a school system to do it. It's really why we don't talk about more adoption today, but we really want to retire those old diesel buses, and that in and of itself really can help clean up the environment. But bringing in best-in-class propane powered school buses, that's the way to replace a diesel school bus.
You know, I have a bus stop right in front of my home, and early in the morning when that bus comes, it is so loud, it is so dirty, and you know, I never thought of this, but I kind of researched this before you and I chatted, that because of youngsters being a little bit shorter, when that bus takes off, all of that diesel exhaust, which is carcinogen, actually just blows in their face.
Well, you've done a great research, as I would have expected, but you're right, and that's really how we started. We didn't start by talking about economics. We started when the superintendent of schools in Boston saw his students walk right, as you say, face level to the tailpipe, and he said, that doesn't seem right. He got on the bus and rode with those students, and he realized that those emissions were inside the bus. He said, we have to make a change. Now, the other thing you just talked about, and we've known for years, in our fleet vehicles are quieter, and a lot of our customers chose propane only because they wanted to come into your neighborhood in a quiet way. I laugh. The only complaint we've ever had about a propane school bus is from homeowners that say, before you switched, my children always got the bus because I could hear it three stops away. Now your propane bus is in my neighborhood. I'm not aware that the bus is coming, and my children are missing the bus.
They could ring a bell like the ice cream guy does when he comes through. I mean, it's a lot.
Well, they could, but all those parents that don't have kids on that bus, they're still trying to sleep. And that's really what quiet means. And you know, you talk about quiet as just a homeowner in the neighborhood, but think about what quiet means to the driver and how much better they are to control outside the bus and now hear conversations on the bus.
Sure, absolutely.
We've seen some active bullying that has been reduced when we switched to propane school buses, and we now know that students actually arrive at school more prepared to learn when they are in a quieter environment. I find sometimes quieter is equally important to cleaner.
Yeah. Now, is it a money-saving effort, too? Is it cheaper than the other kind of fuel that's used now?
Absolutely. And, you know, cheaper was always important, but it wasn't as important as cleaner. But once we had these buses out there, we see fleet managers talking about Boston, for example, saves $1,000 a day. Fulton County talks about here in Georgia that they save $3,500 each bus each year.
Wow.
I like it when Omaha said, when we switch to propane, we've saved enough money to hire more teachers in the classroom. And that's a true transformation, improving the fuel that powers your buses, but making your school stronger and having more teachers.
Are school buses currently powered by diesel or gas? What is the more prevalent use?
The more prevalent is diesel, and that's been the traditional use for the last 20 years.
When you talk about safety in school buses, and I know this is probably out of the parameter that we're dealing with today, but these new buses with the propane, are they going to be equipped with seat belts? I've always amazed that school buses don't have seat belts.
You're right, and as we attend school bus shows and talk with manufacturers, we see that's an active debate, and actually that debate is really handled at the state level. Many states require them. Many states are very comfortable that the school buses are designed to be used safely without seatbelts. That's a discussion we tend to avoid. We really want to participate in the conversation around how to make these buses safer when we're talking about cleaner emissions and quieter.
Is it expensive to convert a fuel of diesel or gas to propane?
Well, the buses cost about the same, so we never ask to add. We never ask to convert. We really ask that school systems replace with their aging diesel buses when they were going to replace them anyway, to replace them with a modern propane bus. An older diesel bus is quite dirty compared to anything today, but if you can replace that older diesel with a very clean, state-of-the-art propane-powered bus, you've really done something, and they are significantly cheaper to operate.
Tucker, is this the same propane that we use for our grill in the backyard?
It absolutely is. It's just used in a different application, and in many cases, the environmental benefits are even greater when used in a vehicle because these vehicles drive 15 to 20,000 miles a year.
Yeah, I understand, too, that some private businesses like UPS are going to be doing this.
UPS is an example, a company that runs one of the 200,000 vehicles around the country every day operating on propane. UPS did it for all the right reasons.
Yeah.
It gives them a better environmental footprint. It makes their shareholders stronger. And we see it every day, not just UPS, but water delivery, construction companies, police fleets. Mm-hmm. It's been a great transformation.
And the speed maintains the same. You're not sacrificing any speed, not so much in a school bus, but in those other applications like a police car or something. And the speed is not sacrificed.
Performance is usually either equal to or enhanced.
Oh, okay.
I love talking to the drivers who are going out of diesel-powered school buses because they will talk often about the power, the response, and the improvement in noise and how much more control they feel when they can drive a quiet, powerful bus.
Where can we go, Tucker, for more information on this?
That website is betterourbuses.com. It's a great place to start by learning about how propane school buses can really impact your neighborhood and your school system.
And hopefully the next time we talk about maybe 2 million students that are riding school buses that are powered by propane.
Always hope for that. Thank you so much for having me today.
Thank you, Tucker. Our guest has been Tucker Perkins, and Tucker is the president and CEO of the Propane Education and Research Council, talking about how to change school buses to propane. It's quieter, less expensive, safer. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
Well, that's going to put a wrapper on things for this weekend. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. And I want to thank our guests from Johnny Carson Productions, its president, Jeff Sutzik. Also, Ray Everham from NASCAR and the Velocity Channel. Gail Becker. Anson Williams, of course, from Happy Days fame. Actor David McCallum. Author Peter Vronsky. And Tucker Perkins. Well, we will be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.